This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Ministry of National Development Planning, the National Development Planning Agency, officially launched the book Current Status of Indonesia's Biodiversity, Sumatra Ecoregion and Sulawesi Ecoregion in Jakarta on Tuesday. This publication is a scientific report on the wealth of biodiversity found on two islands in Indonesia. In his speech, the Minister of National Development Planning and head of the National Development Planning Agency, or BAPENAS, Rahmat Pambudi, stated, Indonesia has a strong commitment to biodiversity conservation, as outlined in the Biodiversity Strategy and Action Plan 2025-2045. Moving on to the next news, coming from the National Disaster Management Agency of Indonesia that reaffirmed its commitment to reconstructing homes damaged by the 5.8 magnitude earthquake in Poso, Central Sulawesi. The agency's head, Lieutenant General Suharyanto in Poso, Central Sulawesi on Tuesday said, for those whose homes were damaged by the quake, they cannot currently return home. For the time being, residents could stay or rent accommodation at their neighbors or other places. Rental and accommodation costs would be covered by the central government through the National Disaster Management Agency. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Diriku menggoda aku untuk berpikir, dia yang tercinta mengapa telah lama tak nampak dirimu di sini. Jangankan ingin ku tersenyum, tak ada gairah, ku ingin selalu bersamamu. Kini ku rasa diriku lah tanpamu. Gapai semua cemasku, rangkul aku dalam bahagiamu. Ku ingin bersama berdua selamanya. Jika ku buka mata ini, ku ingin selalu ada dirimu dalam kelamahan hati ini. Bersamamu aku
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. VOA listener, West Sumatra is set to host the prestigious We Are Site Manager International Symposium from August 23rd to the 28th, 2025, focusing on the preservation and management of World Heritage Sites, with special attention on the Ombilin Coal Mining Heritage of Sawah Lunto, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site since 2019. And to find out more about it, joining us the reporter of RRI Bukit Tinggi West Sumatra, Aldila Safitri. Yes, Aldila, what do you have to explain to our listeners about the We Are Site Manager International Symposium?
Okay, well, thank you, Rahma. From West Sumatra, I will share the news about West Sumatra is set to host the We Are Site Manager International Symposium from August 23rd to 28, 2025, and the event will focus on the preservation and management of World Heritage, with special attention to the Ombilin Coal Mining Heritage of Sawah Lunto, a UNESCO World Heritage since 2019. And it organized through a collaboration between the Ministry of Culture, the West Sumatra Cultural Office, and also the Cultural Heritage Preservation Center Region 3. And also the symposium will welcome delegates from 21 countries. And head of the West Sumatra Cultural Office, Jeffrey Al-Arifin, expressed appreciation for the province being chosen as the host, and also he noted that the symposium is expected to accelerate the information of dedicated management body for the Ombilin Coal Mining Heritage of Sawah Lunto, which is currently overseen by a joint secretariat. And this event also describe the a significant honor for the region, and not 35 speakers will participate, including representative from UNESCO, ICOMOS, academic, and also cultural heritage practitioners. Rahma.
Yes, Aldila, thank you so much for your report from the International Symposium. That is hopefully will become a strategic step for the sustainability and development of the heritage sites, of especially the West Sumatra. Thank you.
Thank you, Rahma.
Well, listeners, stay tuned for more insightful reports and stories from across Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today, from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR.
Today's sound.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Leodra. Leodra Margareta Ginting, better known as Leodra, is an Indonesian singer and actress from Medan, North Sumatra, who was born on June 21, 2030. Leodra began her career as a professional singer after winning a talent search event on a national private television station in 2020. In 2024, the Indonesian maestro of romantic songs, Yofi Widianto, invites Leodra to collaborate in covering the song Terlalu Cinta, or So In Love. The song composed by Yofi Widianto was first released in 2006 and became a hit by Rosa. Now Yofi chooses Leodra to cover it because Leodra's voice character fits the song. This love-themed song with a pop ballad feel tells the story of feelings of sadness because of unrequited love. The lyrics convey a sense of despair and sadness because she cannot have the person she loves. Well, listener, here is the version of Terlalu Cinta by Leodra and Yofi Widianto.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Oh,
Voice of Indonesia. Education plays a big role to improve humans' brains. It has become the nutrition for mindset. What does education mean? Dr. Ich Khadija, former representative of the Ministry of National Education at UNESCO, has her own perspective about education.
The quality of earth, maintaining the quality of the earth. Education is not just performance on the stage. Education is about life. Therefore, all people who play in education never wear masks. Education is the main tool, the staple food for brain and heart, for people to live. People live physically and mentally, so the mental is fed by education. And therefore, let's work together. Whether you are educator or not educator, let's help to improve the quality of human being by looking at the quality of ourselves and then share it with others.
di pikiranmu. Mungkinkah kini hatimu merindukan diriku? Ku harap kau mengerti apa yang ku rasakan. Janganlah kau meragu dengan kesungguhan.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
terukir berdua. Meninggalkan dirimu adalah hal terberat yang harus ku jalani.
A song by Indonesian young bright talent Tiara Andini with Usai or Over. And unfortunately, our program has to be over as well, although not completely. But I really have to sign up now. But we still have a feature to play for you to be presented. So make sure you keep tuning in on voynews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App. And the next session of Indonesia Today will also be airing with my colleague Yunika. So I'm Rahma signing out along with this morning's crew, and make sure you keep updated on Facebook fan page, because we'll be broadcasting live on Facebook as well. The Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Kan selamanya jadi kenangan Jakarta Ratatara. Tak tulis di bola matamu, setiap tatapmu mengikat diriku. Terkuncilah sudah hatiku di kota yang baru, yang sekarang ku anggap rumahku. Setiap ku pergi kau selalu menanti. Jika ku tinggalkan hatiku di sana, kau dapat pastikan ku takkan kemana. Kisah kasih yang kita rangkai bersama kan selamanya jadi kenangan.
Gelora cinta, yeah.
Tepani, ku temani sendiri di kota ini. Oh, hey.
Setiap kau pergi, ku kan selalu menanti.
Jika ku tinggalkan hatiku di sana, kau dapat pastikan ku takkan kemana. Kisah yang kita rangkai bersama kan sampainya jadi kenangan. Jakarta Ratatara, Ratatara, kisah kita selamanya. Ratatara, kisah kasih di Jakarta.
Ku takkan kemana, kisah kasih yang kita Voice of Indonesia.
Yang melihat pasti akan terpesona. Aku terpesona.
Mesmerized. Yes, anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear sea water, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves and natural wells.
Ya, kalau Pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. There are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Cantiknya kau, cantiknya kamu, cantik-cantiknya kamu, eloknya kamu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Bulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Har said, Bulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Bulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes. Tim rescue yang namanya. So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Bulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility, so that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Bulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
Kita akan lakukan pelatihan untuk para pelaku.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu. Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu hanyalah di dalam mimpi.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Bulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you has just heard. According to the Bulisan Tourist Village head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Bulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Bulisan.
Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at the various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilet, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Hanyalah di alam.
Tanpa dirimu enggan rasanya untuk coba hubungimu. Oh, takutnya hati makin merindu. Diam dan tak bisa berkata. kita sama di malam rawan. Sadarkah dirimu indah, tak cukup sekali ku pikirkanmu. Salahkah meski kau banyak hati yang memuja. Sadar tak begitu mudah, kau bintangnya di setiap mata. Apakah milikimu hanya angan semata? Angin berbisik, hantar senyummu. Lepas kendali ku tersipu. Tentang bisa berkata hati dan rasa tak sama di malam rawan. Sadarkah dirimu indah, tak cukup sekali kupikirkanmu. Salahkah meski kau banyak hati yang memuja. Sadar tak begitu mudah, kau bintangnya di setiap mata. Apakah milik semata.
Today's edition of Traditional Song from Indonesia of Music Corner presents a song from North Sumatra entitled Butet. Butet is one of North Sumatra's most famous songs. The word butet in this song means daughter. The song lyrics tell the story of a father who misses his daughter. The father has to participate in guerrilla warfare during the Indonesian Independence War. The father hoped his daughter would keep waiting for him. The father hoped his daughter would one day become a member of the Red Cross of the country. Well, listener, let's enjoy a traditional song from North Sumatra entitled Butet by Vicky Sianipar and Herman Delago.
Sutung nang nang ro ha matuna manang surat alebutet pai matuna manang surat alebutet idoge doge doge idoge idoge Doge, 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 doge